Research by the AARP reveals that more than 10 million people over 50 live in poverty, and more than 37 million are just one life event away from poverty. This is especially a risk for older women. But here's the question. If we're at full employment, why do we need a special program for employing people over 50? Why are so many people in this age group unsuccessfully looking for work? Is it ageism? Do they lack skills for today's workplace? Or is it something else? Ageism is real, and it's thriving in places like Austin, Texas, where a lot of the economy revolves around tech startups. If your skills are up to date, you have a solid work history, you're physically fit, you dress like you know what year it is, and you're not looking or acting old, except for some wrinkles and gray hair, and they still don't hire you because the culture is younger, that's age discrimination. But ageism isn't always the culprit. Sometimes people claim ageism when the truth is they have let themselves and their skills go to seed. If you haven't bothered to update your skills, including everything from learning the current vernacular to using newer apps or collaboration software, you're keeping yourself out of the workforce. If you tend to gripe about having to learn new technologies or communication channels, or find yourself repeating stereotyped condemnations against millennials, you're keeping yourself out of the workforce. So, what do you do? Keeping your skills up is crucial, but it's not enough to keep you employed. You need to be creative. You need to be agile. You need to be ready to reinvent yourself every few years to match what the market needs. Forget cruise control. It's time to get a manual transmission and learn how to use it. Adapt or be left behind. It is a choice. Many of us will want or need to work into our 70s. Working in our 70s will not look like working in our 50s. It will most likely be a combination of different types of jobs, multiple part-time jobs, starting a side gig, finding different ways to make money. Many of us don't think like that. We were raised to be employees. We believed that finding a job was the quickest, surest way to security. We'd get in there and stay until we got our gold watch. Today, that ain't happening. For one thing, it will be tough to get anyone to hire someone in their 60s. But beyond that, these days, even the companies can't promise they'll be around in 5 years. Your employer isn't going to save your butt. You have to get creative. I had a client who said he wanted to be a data scientist. I said, no, you don't want to be a data scientist. It's not enough just to have a skill. You have to find a company's pain point. You have to solve a problem. We are at an inflection point. You can no longer acquire a skill and be fitted into a job. You have to find tasks and skills that are meaningful to you and adaptable to new technologies and cultural paradigms, or be left behind. We've entered a new dimension when it comes to work. It's more focused on continually developing yourself rather than sliding into position as a cog. The idea of getting old, tired, and set in your ways is a recipe for obsolescence. And that's a good thing. Scientists have found that if we treat them right, our brains can learn and adapt right up to death. Now we just have to rethink the second half of life to stay vibrant, connected, and contributing. This should be fun.